good long time. We'd like to take the hour of the time in the same direction Bill was always pointing it. We don't want to deviate too far from that. Granted, we have to make the hour of the time a bit more our own. Bill Cooper's not around anymore, and we are constantly receiving emails, both good and bad, some saying, excellent job, guys, really appreciate what you're doing, and some of them saying, you know, Bill wouldn't have done it this way. Well, unfortunately, Bill's not around anymore, and he's not here to tell us how he might have done things. I think between Doyle and myself, we have a good understanding of what Bill would have wanted us to do. Some of it's in writing, and those things we are following to the T. And definitely the pursuit of truth is key, and the more knowledge you get, the closer you get to that goal.
I've seen too much through my life happenings to verify the problems and this whole one world government scheme. They're definitely not backing off. I've been privy to too much knowledge and research materials to give it up now. The naysayers out there that say it can't be reverted back, or our only choice is to sit here and wait for Christ to come because we're doomed or whatever, I don't agree with, because the same thing was told to the founding fathers and framers. And look what that small handful of men and colonies did, and the ripples it caused around the world and forever in world history, what it's going to have caused. You know, they took on the British Empire. The sun never sets on the British Empire was the logo at the time, and the most powerful government in pretty much world history to that point. And they took it on, a bunch of people that knew that what was going on was wrong, and defeated it. And because of that, the Revolution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Constitution and Bill of Rights, we completely rewrote the history of mankind, this country did. And to see it squandered because of a few families and secret societies behind the scenes pulling the strings of our fiat, essentially fiat government, would be to look back at all those men and women and children included, everything that have died preserving that heritage in this country, and just calling it all a waste of time. Everybody's fought for it and died for it, and or been hurt one way or the other. That would be a complete waste of their lives, and to throw it away directly myself with possession of Bill's archives and stuff would just be saying that Bill's life was meaningless, to just box it up or just to turn it off and say later.
Do you understand what I'm telling you?
Nothing on the face of this earth is going to stop me from broadcasting. I will begin making tapes, and I will make them in the hundreds and distribute them all over this country, and the people who receive those tapes will make tens and hundreds of copies and distribute them also, and we will have an underground radio.
Beyond a doubt, I think the work that introduced Bill Cooper to the world has to be Behold a Pale Horse.
Bill told him point blank, do not come up here, you're not welcome, I'm not talking to you, and you go back and tell your bosses that there's not going to be another Waco or Ruby Ridge in this country.
Marty Scott, this all happened in a little town called Eager, Arizona, which is just on the eastern side of the state of Arizona. It's almost on the border of New Mexico. This is what we know so far. Sheriff's deputies, we understand, were trying to serve some type of arrest warrant on a man by the name of William Cooper. He's also known as Bill Cooper.
Do you understand what I'm talking about? What is our common bond truly? Freedom!
In this case, Bill Cooper was shot to death. We do have a crew en route to Eager, Arizona, and we'll have a lot more coming up on tonight's news.
Most people are no better than animals who do not have intelligence because they don't use their intelligence. And to these men who control things behind the scenes, you are stakes on the table by choice and consent, and will always be ruled and manipulated and enslaved by people who do use their brains.
Bill hated right wing, hated left wing. He hated these labels. He was an American. He believed in the U.S. Constitution. And if you were right wing, you had an agenda. If you're left wing, you had an agenda. Bill had no agenda. Bill believed in the Constitution.